Welcome to Celestial Insights, a weekly podcast that brings the stars down to earth. I'm your host, astrologer, coach, and intuitive Celeste Brooks. My purpose is to provide practical, unique, and insightful guidance to help you navigate the energies of the week like a boss. Hello, this is Celeste of Astrology by Celeste, and on this episode, I will discuss the astrology of April 21st, 2024. I am delighted and honored to be part of the faculty for the Oprah Astrology Retreat that's happening October 16th to 21st this year in Park City, Utah. The title is Awakening, Celebrating the Aquarian Shift, Connect and Learn. So this is going to be an amazing event with some of my favorite astrologers from around the world, including Lynn Bell, Gemini Brett, Rick Levine, Sam Reynolds, Ann Ordley, Christopher Renstrom, and more. It is going to be a spectacular event. I am going to be leading a track, and the tracks are limited to 6 to 7 people. And my track is going to be focused on moon mastery. So you'll learn everything about the moon. It'll be appropriate for people who are newer to astrology as well as seasoned professionals to help you deepen your practice with delving into our lunar teacher. And if you're interested, you can check the link in the bio and sign up. It is going to be a wonderful event to connect with people, learn astrology, and be in an absolutely beautiful environment. So let's take a look back at some of astrology in action. So last week on Thursday, the day after the Mars-Saturn conjunction in Pisces, O.J. Simpson passed away from prostate cancer. And when people die, especially famous people, the astrology is reflecting something about their life. So we had a lunar eclipse in Libra. Libra rules relationships. And then we had a solar eclipse in Aries conjunct Chiron, the wounded healer. Aries rules athletes as well as violence. And Chiron is one who wounds or heals. Although he was never convicted, it is suspected that he murdered his ex-wife, Nicole Simpson, and a friend of hers, Ron Goldman. It shocked the world. There was a huge trial. But what it did is it brought domestic violence to the forefront. And the two eclipses are very in line with domestic violence themes, as well as the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. Jupiter rules celebrities and a celebrity doing something that's shocking. And I've been writing themes about different transits. And one of the themes of this Jupiter-Uranus conjunction was Prince Charming did what? And it was just such a shock. So there may be additional shocks around Jupiterian people, but one of the first ones as we close in on this conjunction, it actually happened yesterday, was about O.J. Simpson. But I think there, you know, there'll be others in different ways. There was also a billionaire from, I think, China, who was sentenced to death for fraud recently. And she was in real estate investing and she was stealing all kinds of money. So that was also a Jupiter Uranus and brought in the Taurus because she was involved in land and real estate. There was a drone and missile attack on Israel from Iran. It happened on the day the sun at 24 degrees of Aries was conjunct the descendant of Israel at 23 degrees of Aries. So very tight conjunction. And the sun spotlights things. And the descendant starts the seventh house of allies as well as open enemies. So it's like, look here at allies and open enemies. And there was this attack. it was in retaliation for two or three Iranian generals being killed in Damascus, Syria by an Israeli strike. But this is the first time in this shadow war that has been going on between Israel and Iran for decades that the state of Iran launched from their soil an attack on Israel. So it's a very big deal. All of the missiles were stopped by not just Israel's defense system, but the United States, United Kingdom, Jordan, and Saudi Arabia also defended Israel against Iran, which is pretty remarkable. But it opens up potential increasing tensions in the Middle East, which is a powder keg. And it being so close to an eclipse, it's very concerning. Hopefully, Israel won't strike back because Iran says it's complete, but people aren't thinking as clearly as they normally would because Mercury retrograde is symbolic of not thinking clearly, making mistakes, increasing conflicts, and it's in the sign of Aries, a sign around war. So yeah, this was extremely concerning, and Iran had a lot of egg on its face because they launched hundreds and hundreds. They threw everything they had at Israel, and nothing got through except some shrapnel, unfortunately, hurt a little girl. So that's huge news in line with the solar eclipse in Aries, conjunct Chiron in Aries. And Aries rules the eyes. And one of the themes of this eclipse season is an eye for an eye. You hurt me, I hurt you back. So I'll keep you posted on any other stories about that. Also, in Denmark, the stock exchange burned down. And stock exchanges are Jupiterian. And it was a shocking event. They had been doing some construction on it. And it burned down pretty much to the ground. So that's part of the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction, as well as, you know, with Aries season and Mercury retrograde, conjunct Chiron on the day it burned down. There's all this theme about fire. Also, on the day of the first quarter moon in Cancer, horrific storms in the Middle East are causing incredible amounts of flooding. And I talked last week about how the asteroid Niobe was activated, and that is known for the symbology around dead children. And there was a school bus in Oman that had 17 students that got caught up in a flash flood. And unfortunately, these children passed away in this flood. And one of the things about the first quarter moon was that it was in Cancer, very near to a trine, almost exact trine with Neptune. So there was all of this water imagery. The Birth Date Company makes amazing products, and I am a proud affiliate. I especially love the Birth Date Book. It's a fully personalized, beautiful, and unique reading of your birth chart with over 70 pages of detailed horoscope analysis. It is such high quality. I absolutely love it. They also make amazing birth date candles. You can get it for yourself or as a gift for someone else. So check out the store and use my coupon code Celeste10 for a 10% discount. Go to bit.ly/3pw3nfm. You can find that in the link in the show notes. Enjoy. The theme of this week is piercing the veil, and there are three big things I want you to think about as you navigate this week. The first is that the Sun in Taurus will square Pluto in Aquarius. The Sun illuminates things, spotlights things, and focuses our attention. And Pluto rules death and rebirth, big transformations, catastrophes. Pluto can strip away or humble us, also can empower and cleanse. It's linked to evolution, obsession, extremes. It has a mass influence. And Aquarius is the sign of the collective. And Taurus rules resources. We can think about Earth signs in general being about health or wealth. So it's a day after the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. So there could be something like a big bank fails or something like that that brings our attention to how lots of people are impacted by a Taurian institution having an issue. It could also be about someone famous in the collective dying. Taurus also rules land, so it could be some natural event. There have been volcanoes erupting in different places around the world. So Pluto rules volcanic activity, so there could be a story around that. Also, we have all these ongoing wars, so that something may be brought to light about that. Or a very powerful person may pass away. So we shall see what happens. On that day, also, Venus is conjunct Chiron in Aries, and Israel is a Libra rising. So they're ruled by Venus, and they're in the news often when there are Venus transits. The day of the attack on them, Venus in the sky was at 10 degrees of Aries opposite their Neptune, and allies Venus helped them stop the missiles and drones and all of the stuff coming from Iran. But there may be some news about Israel. I don't know if they're going to launch a counterattack on Iran. I hope not. But piercing the veil also made me think about the Iron Dome, like something getting through the Iron Dome. So hopefully that's not the case, but it's really concerning what is going on over there. This transit really impacts Joe Biden. He has his moon right near. The sun and Pluto are at 2 degrees of their respective signs. And Joe Biden's moon is at 1 degrees of Taurus. King Charles has something right around there. Donald Trump is really activated as well with all his trials going on. Meghan Markle has her south node at 1 Aquarius. So these are some of the people who may be making some news. The next thing I want to make you aware of is that there's going to be a Scorpio full moon at 4 degrees of Scorpio on Tuesday. Now, this is opposite the Taurus eclipse at 5 degrees of Taurus that happened on October 28th when the ground war in Gaza began. So it will be 6 months. So maybe what I'm seeing is there'll just be a lot of talk and presentations on the news about the toll of the people who have died and the trauma that both the Israeli and the Palestinian people are experiencing from this latest war between them. It's just an absolute humanitarian catastrophe. This lunar phase family was seated at a solar eclipse at 2 degrees of Scorpio, where the sun and the moon were both at 2 degrees of Scorpio, and they were conjunct Venus on October 25th, 2022. The first quarter moon, the sun was in Leo, the moon was in Scorpio, July 25th, 2023, both at 2 degrees. Now we're at the full moon, sun in Taurus, moon in Scorpio, at 4 degrees of their respective signs on April 23rd. And the last quarter moon of this cycle will be at 2 degrees, where the sun is in Aquarius, the moon in Scorpio, on January 21st, 2025. This is going to be right around the inauguration. So really interesting timing of this full moon. But see if you see a story. What was seeded for you back then? That was the solar eclipse coincided with Elon Musk buying Twitter and then just going crazy with Mars was retrograde in Gemini, making all of these changes and causing chaos. Also, I think his name is Kohlberger, killed those 4 students at a university in Idaho, I believe it was. It was a very shocking case. And there was also a shocking case about a young girl in France who was killed, I believe, by a woman. So there might be news about those stories. Full moons bring full illumination. So look back and see if you see something. Mars in Pisces is separating from Uranus in Taurus and applying to Neptune in Pisces. So Mars, Neptune, there can be lots of storms coming with this energy. Mercury is also slowing down to station direct. So there could be a lot of wind or something about secrets coming to light, especially sexual secrets. It could be about Jupiterian figures like religious leaders, royalty, celebrities, professors, because the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction is separating. Taurus rules what's mine. Scorpio rules what's ours. This fixed water sign is co-ruled by Mars and Pluto. It's penetrating, resourceful, secretive, intuitive, with strong likes and dislikes. It can be very tenacious, obsessive, and compulsive. It's a great time to think about what you need to let go of. What's no longer serving you? Have you been holding on to anger or jealousy or possessiveness about something? It's a good time to do some cord cutting and decluttering and purging. The tarot correspondence for the sun for Scorpio is the Six of Pentacles card. And that's a card of generosity, of charity, and you can think about giving and receiving. It's the moon in Taurus is the astrology correspondence, and the moon is exalted in Taurus. The Sabian symbol for this card is a youthful widow, fresh and soul cleansed from grief, kneels at an open grave to receive the secrets of eternal light. You can think about how we learn through loss with that. There may be images of grieving widows that show up for you in the collective. The charitable symbol is a man of benevolent countenance stands near to a cottage chopping wood. Around him are orchards well filled with fruit. Near to him is sheep gazing. So this is a degree of heart wealth. So really interesting. I've got imagery about a heart attack with this card and someone grieving. We shall see what happens. But these things tend to show up in the collective. The moon in Scorpio tarot correspondence is the Six of Cups. This is a card of nostalgia, where you see an older person and a younger person. And it looks like the older child is giving information or sharing with the younger child. The sun in Scorpio is the tarot correspondence, the astrology correspondence. The Sabian symbol is a mass unchanging rocky shore, resists the pounding of the sea. And I get themes of endurance, beaches, storming the beaches. There may be some bad storms with Mars approaching its conjunction with Neptune. But it's about the persistence to do hard things. We learn through failure at times, and then that gives us the ability to do things in a better way next time. Both Taurus and Scorpio are fixed signs, so fixed signs are determined. The charitable symbol is a storm-swept prairie, a degree of wantonness. So you can think about waste and extravagance with that. Fallen idols and desolated temples is something that's associated with this degree. So we may see something about people, wealthy people wasting money or people doing very extravagant things. We shall see. There may be some big shocks that happened yesterday or today. And the best thing we can do is stay grounded despite outside circumstances. The last thing I want to make you aware of is that Mercury will station direct at 15 Aries. Yay! I'm glad this Mercury retrograde is coming to a close. It has been hard for a lot of people, myself included. I've had all kinds of technology issues with it so far. But with the moon will still be in Scorpio when Mercury stations direct on Thursday. And with that Scorpio energy, it feels like something dies, like there could be some kind of electric problem that's a power outage or a social media glitch. I hope Instagram and Threads don't go down again We shall see what happens, but there will be news of the nature of Mercury retrograde, reversals, technology things not working, traffic issues. There's been a lot of a big part of this Mercury retrograde has been protests against the war in Gaza and the crisis there. People have been shutting down bridges and they tried to shut down Chicago airport. That might be part of the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. Oh, and when Iran fired all those missiles at Israel, the airspace on over several Middle Eastern countries was shut down to prevent any planes from being hit. So that was a Jupiter-Uranus conjunction. All the planes were grounded. So there may be themes around things like that. But yay, Mercury's going direct. Give it a little time. I suggest a week or two before you start buying technology equipment or signing big contracts if you can. If you are embarking on a new journey, experiencing a major life event, feeling stuck, trying to make a difficult decision, or just looking to make positive changes, astrology can provide life-changing insights. There are several ways to work with me. You can come for a 30, 60, or 90-minute astrology consultation, depending on your needs. Ask me a burning question and I'll record a video for you. Engage in longer-term cosmic success coaching where we work together on a three-month basis to help you overcome blocks, improve your life satisfaction, build better relationships, accomplish your career goals, and understand yourself better using the tool of astrology. Or mystic mentoring if you're an aspiring astrologer and want help with chart analysis techniques. Go to astrologybyceleste.com to check out my offerings. If you have any questions, you can email me at celeste@astrologybyceleste.com. On Sunday, the word of the day is sorrow. We start the day with the moon in Libra. Libra is an air sign inviting us to balance. Venus is conjunct Chiron, and they're both at 20 degrees of Aries. So some people may be feeling some sorrow. Venus rules relationships. Aries, maybe someone got in a fight. With Chiron, you can use your words to wound or heal. Venus also rules parties and get-togethers. I know there are festivals going on this weekend in the desert. There's Coachella, so there being some kind of rainstorm there or event there could be one of the stories with Jupiter Uranus. Hopefully with Mars coming to Neptune, it's not going to be anything about drugs or violence happening there. Israel is a Libra rising, so Venus rules their chart. Maybe Israel will take some action or they'll be in the news about something. Venus Chiron can feel like a little bit of a pinch, but you can also heal through the learnings of it. On this day as well, the sun in Taurus will square Pluto in Aquarius, and they're both at 2 degrees. So the world will be focused in on some kind of Plutonian topics, and sun-like figures may be involved. And the sun rules leaders, celebrities, and in Taurus, it could be people associated with banking or real estate. Yeah, so we'll see what happens. The royal family is also has a lot with Taurus and Scorpio in their charts. And the full moon is coming. On Monday, the word of the day is slight. I'm just getting a sleight of hand with this energy. The Libra moon will be opposite Mercury, Venus, and Chiron in Aries. So the moon in Libra opposite them. It's like a magician. You know, he's doing something with his hands in front of you, but then he picks your pocket. Yeah, there's something about pick your pocket. Or with the opposition to Mercury and Chiron, someone may feel slighted by something their partner said and tell them to make your own dinner or something like that. On Tuesday, the word of the day is purge. It's a great day for decluttering and releasing. The moon will enter the water sign of Scorpio at 8:18 a.m. Pacific time. If you're in a meeting, you can notice that people were chatty with the Libra air moon, and then they get quiet with that internal Scorpio moon. The full moon on this day is at 4 Scorpio at 4:48 p.m. Pacific time. This is a full illumination. Now, watch out. Be very careful about deception and stuff with this energy. Mars heading for Neptune can be like cyber criminals trying to do stuff. But it's a beautiful time to welcome in the shadows, like the things you'd rather disown about yourself may come to your attention for you to do some processing, for either making amends, healing yourself, just being accepting of yourself. It's a great time to purge, to clutter, get rid of stuff that you no longer need, what's no longer serving you, and let it go. On Wednesday, the word of the day is solidify. On this day, the moon in Scorpio will be trine Saturn in Pisces. Saturn is the structure. So this could be a good day to, if you purged yesterday, what do you need to do to get more organized and be more productive? What can you solidify in order to move your goals forward? On Thursday, the word of the day is bumpy. The moon will enter the sign of Sagittarius at 6:36 p.m. Pacific time. Sagittarius is a mutable fire. And this is also the day that Mercury stations direct at 15 Aries, opposite the 14 Libra Saturn of the United States. So there may be some news in the U.S. related to things about structures. Hopefully there won't be any more of these barges and things. There were some barges that got loose in Pittsburgh and floated down the Ohio River. 26 barges were careening down the river willy-nilly. Very much a Jupiter-Uranus event, like these big structures, they damaged a pier, as well as it was Mercury retrograde. A bridge needed to be shut down because they were concerned about the potential for the barges to hit the bridge. It was just a wild event. So there may be something like that where something's bumping into things. It could be something on the water, like with a cruise ship or one of these cruise ships, people get norovirus or they hit stormy seas. We'll see what happens. I also get the image of a plane hitting the runway, you know, really hard, and the flight attendant saying, while the pilot taxis the rest of the plane to the terminal, da 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 da. I've been on a plane where that happened. Not fun. On Friday, the word of the day is party. The moon is in Sagittarius. This is a great energy to be doing something fun and fiery and feisty. Sagittarius energy encourages us to be optimistic, explore new things, like take a different route home, go to a new restaurant. These are great things to do. There could be something about political parties. When I wrote party, I kind of got political party, which came to mind. We shall see. On Saturday, the word of the day is omission. Now, if you had a party Friday night and you forgot to invite Bob from accounting or Sally from book group, they may be upset. And you could get a call from them saying, why did you omit me from your party? Or you could hear through the grapevine about that. There's a disseminating moon at 23 Sagittarius at 1:53 p.m. Pacific time. With disseminating moons, it's trying to share what you've learned and discuss with others. It's one of the bright phases of the moon. So yeah, don't forget to invite Sally and Bob to the party, and then you won't have any problems. Now we're approaching the Mars-Neptune conjunction. So with the moon in Sagittarius, also, if you or someone you know has issues with substances, you might want to just let them be aware that this could be a time where they feel especially triggered. So use all your tools to stay grounded. And I should let you know that the OPA is at the lowest price until April 30th. So if you're interested in the OPA retreat, go check it out right away at the link in the bio so you can get the best price possible to join. So that's it for this week's episode. feel free to email me at Celeste@astrologybyceleste.com with any astrology and action stories, or let me know how the daily themes are playing out for you. Take care, and I'll catch you next week. Thank you for listening to Celestial Insights. To learn more about my work, please visit my website, astrologybyceleste.com, where I offer personal readings, horary consultations, cosmic coaching, group events, and classes to help guide people to higher levels of fulfillment. You can also find me on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, and Facebook at Astrology by Celeste. If you enjoyed Celestial Insights, please help others find the show. Follow, rate it 5 stars, or write a nice review. I would so appreciate it. I'm astrologer, coach, and intuitive Celeste Brooks, and I'll be back next week.